Recent guidance from a high-level church official says that Catholic voters might be able to vote for an abortion rights candidate and still stay within the bounds of church teaching. The memorandum from Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, an influential Vatican official on Catholic doctrine, has come to light after at least one American bishop backed off his tough stand. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
When Senator John Kerry took the lead among the Democratic presidential hopefuls, a theological question suddenly gained a lot of attention. Namely, is a Catholic politician who supports abortion rights eligible to take communion? The second issue quickly followed. Can Catholics vote for those candidates? Some bishops said no. This could be a theoretical squabble, except that John Kerry has voted several times to support abortion rights. Enter Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger at the Vatican. In the postscript to a memo to American Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, he said that when a Catholic disagrees with a politician's stand on abortion, he can vote for that candidate as long as there are, quote, proportionate reasons, that is, other compelling considerations. After that, Archbishop Raymond Burke of St. Louis adjusted his stand, saying that in some circumstances, voting for an abortion rights candidate might not be a grave sin. But another diocese is standing its ground.
It hasn't changed at all. Nothing has changed here.
That's Peter Howard, a spokesman for the Bishop of Colorado Springs. Earlier this year, Bishop Michael Sheridan wrote all his parishioners, exhorting them to vote for anti-abortion candidates. Howard says that's still the bishop's stand, but the spokesman won't say whether that means a vote for President Bush or for Senator Kerry.
Every Catholic has a responsibility to examine the candidates very carefully and their positions. And if they point toward this direction, then I think the conclusions are obvious. But I think the Church isn't going to insult the intelligence of all Catholics and telling them every single thing that they have to do.
Others, such as George Weigel at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, believe the impact of the Vatican memo will be more theoretical than practical. What, he says, could possibly be as important as abortion when a person balances the pros and cons of a candidate?
Are we really going to say that, you know, the minimum wage and where it's set is as important as the question of whether unborn children are subjected to partial birth abortion? This doesn't seem proportionate to me.
But it has seemed proportionate to many Catholic voters, says Frances Kissling, president of Catholics for a Free Choice. She says some Catholics have been infuriated by bishops telling them what to do.
We've never had as many telephone calls or emails from ordinary Catholic people saying, this is the last straw. I have the right as a Catholic to vote the way I think I should vote, and I don't like it.
She believes there may be a tiny group of Catholic voters who felt they needed the bishop's permission to vote for Kerry and will welcome the memo. Others do not believe the memo matters much.
I see it shifting nobody.
Father Richard McBrien teaches theology at Notre Dame. He says the vast majority of Catholic voters had already made up their minds.
The only people that I'm aware of in the Catholic Church who say that abortion trumps all other issues are those who are politically conservative, who are going to vote Republican anyway.
But he says there are Catholics who will vote for Kerry, basing their votes on the economy, the war in Iraq, and other social justice issues, even if they abhor abortion. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.